whether you're a seller or a buyer.
And you know, it hasn't been that long ago, nobody got pre-approved.
That's right.
And the relocation company said, we won't accept a contract without a letter. And I still remember that because, and you know this, we were one of the first companies in San Angelo that did a lot of relocation business.
Right.
And when I said, we have to have a letter, I had a realtor say, they were offended.
They were offended.
And I said, we don't have a choice. This is, the relocation company will not accept your offer without this letter. And I still remember, they were just mad at me.
Yeah,
they were mad. It was funny, but now...
Everybody does it.
Well, and it's just good business.
And I think that's a really great thing because I think we clarified that once before, but maybe if somebody missed that, it's what is the difference between pre-qualification and pre-approval? And so a lot of people think they can just go on the internet and pull down like their credit score. Not good enough. We absolutely need to have a lender, and a local lender is just absolutely the best because they're right here and we can talk to them, see them. And then we want them to pull all three credit reports so that they can actually give a pre-approval. And most sellers now are saying, and Relo started it, great trend. You're right. Back in the old days, it was like, what are you doing? But now it's acceptable. And that's the only way I'd list my house and would allow you to bring in buyers if we had a pre-approved buyer. I want to see that letter from a reputable lender. Absolutely.
Well, in fact, Claire and I just took a little course on credit, and I learned some things. And one thing, that first thing they told us is when you're on credit, just for y'all's information, you know, when you go to the convenience stores, to department stores, you know, they just go, hey, if you'll apply for our credit card here, we'll give you 20% off your purchase. Okay. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because, you know, it's usually like $1,000 worth of credit or under that credit card.
Yeah.
And then when they do it, if you're maxed out or you're 50%, it docks your credit.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
If you're going to get a credit card, get one with a big old line of credit and always keep it below 30%. Didn't know that. So just FYI, we learned that. What else did we learn on that credit? Different things. So,
and I think that's one of the things I think we have at the office too, at Scott Allison Real Estate, is a little fun thing that we put together about things not to do once you go under contract. And it's don't get a divorce, don't buy a new car, don't quit your job, all of those things.
Don't even buy a bunch of furniture.
Yeah, buy furniture, even if it's not going to have to start paying for it for months, it still shows up and it dings your credit and brings your credit score down. So I think one of the things as realtors that we do that people don't see us do behind the scenes is we're always counseling and helping buyers and sellers so they know exactly what path to keep them on track so they don't stumble as they go along the way.
They said, don't cancel your credit cards.
Exactly. Don't cut them up and cancel them and all those kind of
things. Cut them up, just don't cancel.
Yeah. Cut them up, but don't cancel.
But lots of good stuff. But there's several new forms that came out, and they're all mandatory too. So make sure that you have the good realtors that are keeping up with the new forms.
Right.
I'm still amazed, though, Pat. We get contracts that you look at, and you know, that contract's been outdated for 4 years.
Yeah.
So make sure you have something on top of it and what you're doing. We had several, I guess it was 6 or 7 new forms that just came out that as of just a few days ago, 15th of this month, they're all mandatory.
Right.
When Trent comes out with a new form, and that's the Texas Real Estate Commission, if it comes out with a form, it is mandatory.
That's right. And it's real exciting because they're doing their job to try to protect us. And actually, not protect us, but the consumers, so we can protect the consumers, because the Real Estate Commission protects consumers. And we adhere to the rules. And that's why we decide to be realtors and follow all those rules. So it really makes it exciting.
But one thing we're fortunate about, and we're going to have to break here in a minute, but one thing that coming back from NAR, the National Association of Realtors, in Washington, we're fortunate in the state of Texas, and I am proud to be from Texas. I'll tell you this, but we have the Texas Association of Realtors, and you talk about a strong organization. When you go to national, everybody copies Texas.
They do.
And from Lori Levy, our counsel at TAR, we're so strong in what TAR does for our realtors here. The forms that we come, those aren't mandatory,
right,
but we can use them, and they help us. We have so many forms that they help us with that other states have no idea.
And it's so true because, you know, I had, when I was traveling, I traveled and taught in 5 different states. And I would forget sometimes where I was. And I would say like, oh, we have an, oh, oops, sorry. That was Texas. And I was in Oklahoma or Tennessee or Louisiana, and they didn't have those forms. So we do have the best. And that's, to protect the consumers. And that's what the Real Estate Commission is all about, is protecting consumers.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after we're from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Pat, there's one thing going on here, and I guess really coming back and listening to, like you said, the good thing about going to conventions is you get to talk to realtors around the state. And I was thinking just here in San Angelo, but it's really in Texas right now.
It is.
Our market, in fact, Claire, lucky Claire over here, I say that, she won a course, a CRS course, and I'm huge on education. You, of course, being one of the best instructors in the state of Texas.
She won three courses.
Yeah, she won three courses, but CRS is one of the best courses. But one was, it is about when you have low inventory. And in San Angelo right now, you know, we're just a little over 300 houses.
Right.
I think it's 330-something, which is not very many houses, folks. I promise you. And especially when you get under $100,000, it's really low. But we said, well, build. Well, even if builders start right now, they're not going to be ready till Christmas.
Nope.
And we're talking low. And so we need some houses. And what's the problem is a lot of builders are having is to build in the money. This is the cost of materials, the cost of cement, the cost of lumber, roofing. It's just expensive.
And getting people to work.
And getting the workers. And folks, we're all happy. Oil's over $70 a barrel right now.
Right.
And so when that happens, and think how everything, transportation to get it here, that's oil, right?
Exactly.
What are materials made of? A lot of it's oil-based. It goes up. We like the price of oil to be up in West Texas, but look what it does.
Yeah.
And where do people go? That a lot of people that are builders, what happens when they go? They go to the oil field to work because they can make a lot more money.
Sure they do.
So then that means the builders don't have laborers. See how this all works?
Just kind of filters around, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, I think it's really important when we have such a shortage of inventory. If you're thinking out there and you're listening and you're thinking about selling your house, now's the time. The key thing is we don't know where you're going to go.
Yep.
Just kidding you. But actually, seriously, it's a huge challenge. As people who want to downsize or upsize, whatever, and where are you going to go and what's the time frame? If people are thinking about retiring somewhere else or moving away, this is the perfect time because they're going to be up there in that seller's market getting top dollar. And so you guys just think about it if that's on your agenda and your plans and just give Scott's office a call.
One story I like to tell, Pat, we were in Las Vegas. It was actually at the convention where they don't do it anymore there, but at the realtor convention, they had it in Las Vegas. And I was playing blackjack. And the dealer was dealing. He was kind of being not very nice because I wasn't winning. But he said, yep, I just sold my house, and I didn't even have to use one of you realtors. And I sold it for three times more money than I had bought it for. And I was only there 2 years. That's because their market just went up. And I just was... kept my mind down, didn't say anything. I said, that's really, really good, sir. Didn't have to use a realtor. He goes, no, I did not. I said, where are you going to move? If you've got three times, that means everybody else just went up three times too. He misdealt. He didn't think about that because he didn't know where he was going to move now. He goes, I didn't think about that. So, but just what you said, though. But
so he was going to be sleeping.
Yeah, he didn't think about it. He didn't have a place to go because,
yeah.
So, but our market is really good. Of course, because you're originally from Odessa.
Exactly.